let's revisit before we get into all of that other stuff, because I had questions yesterday and I was confused. And so I said, Hoppo, who is this woman that is walking up in Lakewood or Lakeside Church with Joel Osteen and them and throwing out shots? Everybody. I said, who is this woman? Hoppo, who is this woman that's bringing her kid up in there? Did y'all know that the kid, they said that the kid had a bullet lodged in their head? So I had to do a little bit of digging, and I didn't really find as much as I wanted to find, but I certainly found something. And I said, okay, well, now that all of the carnage is cleared, we need to figure out who's this woman and why was she running up in this church?
But we start tonight with the latest on the Lakewood Church shooting that has made national headlines. Thank you so much for joining us tonight at 10 o'clock. I'm Daniela Guzman.
And I'm Keith Garvin. We are learning more tonight about the woman who opened fire in the church and the young child critically injured. KPRC2's Bryce Newberry is live at Lakewood Church tonight as we hear from the family of the 7-year-old boy who was shot in the head. Bryce.
Keith and Daniela, that 7-year-old victim who police say is the shooter's biological son continues fighting for his life in the hospital tonight as his grandmother is sharing a statement for the first time, calling this a completely preventable horror. And tonight we have new reporting. Divorce records are revealing details about that shooter's documented mental health history, as police have called it, as well as a possible connection to this megachurch. Tonight, local, state, and federal investigators combing through evidence collected from the home of 36-year-old Genesee Moreno, who Houston police say opened fire in Joel Osteen's church Sunday.
Now, of all of the things that I combed through, I appreciate, see, I'm catching it faster. I'm getting quicker with it. Of all of the things that I will look through, okay, I have seen nothing, and I mean absolutely nada, zilch, zits, nada. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing at all that said that Genesee Moreno was a man. And so what I'm trying to figure out is, where did y'all get this information from? And how did y'all determine that? Where did y'all get this information from? What credible source? Because I'm hearing that they were married, woman, all of this stuff. Where did y'all get this from? Where did y'all get this from? Where did y'all see? Where did y'all get this, that this person was a man? Candace Owens said it. Let's see. Let me go see if Candace Owens said it. Because, see, y'all got to start substantiating y'all argument. What news outlet said it? South Child Sources. Email it to me. You got to email it to me because y'all can't just be saying stuff now. Ain't no if I can't discern. I don't go based off of pictures. When we talking about something as serious as this, we have to be 100% sure. 100% sure. Now, I don't go based off of theory. CNN said it. Fox. Who? Somebody send it to me and help me to understand it. Because I'm on Candace Owens' platform right now, and I don't see nothing, not one thing. I don't see anything. I don't see one thing that says that anything about it to being a man. Her socials, dude, he a migrant. On a Google ad, did the research. Send me a credible news source that say that this is a biological male. Fox said it on what? I don't see it. Candace said it on what? On what? Patrick Bet Davis said it. Okay, when y'all send it to me, when you send it to me, then we'll substantiate it. But the only thing that I can go off is based off of, you see, some people saying they think this person said it. Where? All right, when y'all send it to me, when I get it in my email, let me go through my email. Let me see. I'm going to pull my email up. I'm clicking your link from Vice. All right, so let me pull it up. I'm going to pull up your Vice link. I got to make sure that ain't no spam, and then we're going to go through it. Because I want to 100% be sure. I don't want to just be out here speculating. All right? We got to dig deep into this. Give me a second. According to Vice News, I'm about to pull it up. Give me a second. Libs of TikTok and Elon respiratory misinformation is far right's desperate push to make trans terrorism a thing. Far right is desperate to make trans terrorism a thing, so desperate, in fact, that they're willing to push out incorrect or false information just to shore up their baseless narrative that trans people are inherently dangerous. The latest example played out since Sunday when a woman and her 7-year-old in tow walked into Lakewood megachurch in Houston. They didn't even spell Houston right, but we gonna continue to roll with it. The shooter, 36-year-old Genesee Moreno, was killed off by an armored force. On Monday, the account Libs of TikTok, which target alphabet people, has been accused of inspiring whatever, blah, blah, blah. Posted a document online that suggested the shooter had used the name Jeffrey. So this is what a TikTok account asserted. In a press conference later on Monday, police officials noted that although the shooter appeared to utilize both male and female names, they found no indication that she ever identified as anything but a cisgender woman. So basically a biological woman. I'm still trying to understand what y'all talking about. So y'all send me an article. I guess y'all just read the headlines and y'all don't necessarily read what it is that they saying. All right, I'm going to pull up another one. Because y'all sending me your Anton, read the link that I just shot you. Okay. Let's see. Fox News. Let's pull up the Fox News article now. Lakewood church shooter identified as Palestinian written on a gun. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, I don't have access to that content. So apparently that can't play out. Because you got to have a subscription. And I don't have a subscription to Fox News. Let's use another article. Fox report on shooter. All right. Let's see if I can pull this up.
News. The police have identified the person who opened fire at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston yesterday. William Lajeunesse is on this for us. William, what exactly are we learning?
So we just got a hold of the search warrant and can confirm that the shooter is identified as a 36-year-old Genesee Yvonne Moreno. She had been born a man, Jeffrey Escalante, from El Salvador, and has a lengthy criminal record. Now, according to the search warrant from Montgomery County, she pointed an AR-15 at the officers, off-duty officers who were in the church at the time, and they fired upon her, killed her, and was considered in self-defense. Also, you know, there was word that the woman had claimed that she had a bomb and she had a backpack. They checked that out. Turned out it wasn't true. But according to the search warrant, she was in possession of a yellow color rope and substances consistent with the manufacture of explosives. They thought that was a detonation cord. They looked into it and it turned out not to be the case. We're also hearing from local reports that the 5-year-old who was with this woman is likely not to make it. The 5-year-old boy has been in critical condition, and according to the Houston Chronicle, it doesn't
appear. Why did they turn the comments off of this particular article?
A 57-year-old man was also shot in this altercation at Lakewood Church there in Houston, which of course is operated by celebrity pastor Joel Osteen. That individual, the 57-year-old man, he's going to be okay. He was shot in the leg. But the information we're getting now, we've seen a lengthy criminal record on this individual. Again, as a man, he had a lengthy record of assaulting a police officer, marijuana. I've got a lengthy record here of several different offenses over about the past since 2005. So that's what we got from here, and news conference is scheduled to begin at 2:30 Eastern, and we should get more information.
Yeah, among the most serious, the 2009 assault of a police officer in Houston, William, 2010 forgery. Most recently, 2022, a misdemeanor weapons charge for unlawful carrying a weapon. William Lajeunesse, as you mentioned, 2:30, we're going to get an update from the police there, and we'll certainly take that live. Did you have something to add?
Well, no, just only on the AR-15, he had written.
All right, so they're saying, Fox News is saying that it's biologically born a man from El Salvador. OG Rihanna, I still don't know, because I don't know if this is, let me go over to the original news that I was saying, but when they was breaking down exactly what was going on.
Joel Osteen's church Sunday.
The shooting at Lakewood, 2 people down, we need an ambulance.
Police say Moreno entered the megachurch wearing a trench coat with her son when she began firing an AR-15 bearing a Palestine sticker.
Diagonal.
Gunshots interrupted the start of a Spanish language service before an off-duty HPD officer and TABC agent returned fire.
She eventually falls to the ground. The 7-year-old child, it falls to the ground as well.
Authorities haven't determined whose gunfire struck the child in the head, but his grandmother, writing on Facebook, no one may ever blame a police officer who carries out his or her rightful duty to save lives, even if they are found responsible for shooting my grandson. The shooter has been arrested at least 5 times, records show, in October 2022, pleading guilty to unlawful carrying of a weapon. Investigators say Moreno used many aliases, including some male names like Jeffrey, and that they've found anti-Semitic writings.
We do believe that there was a familial dispute that has taken place between her ex-husband and her ex-husband's family, and some of those individuals are Jewish.
Divorce records obtained by KPRC show her ex-husband in 2021 told a judge Moreno would physically attack him and on multiple occasions chased him out of the house with knives. One time, with their child in the car, she pointed a gun on him and that she told him all the time that she just tricked him to get her citizenship.
So wait. This is all crazy, all right? And just because somebody uses an alias does not mean that they are a man or they were biologically born a man. So basically what Fox News did, and this is why we always want to use multiple different sources, okay? This is why we want to use multiple different sources to compare and contrast and then draw our own conclusion. Because all they did was they pulled up the criminal record of an alias that she used and then said that, well, they have a long, lengthy criminal history, but she used multiple different aliases all the time because whoever this is, whether it's a man or a woman, is just a career criminal. And then I was doing some research and they say that the child was biologically hers along with a husband. So how could the child be biologically hers along with a husband if they're not, if this person is not biologically a woman. So you can't just say stuff. You got, and this is why, you know, I don't always just go and rush and be the first one to try to drop a story. I got to find out what's going on. Anton is like, how am I out of my depth here? I've been doing deep diving and researching and looking at every single article that I could find in order to try to understand what's going on here. Now, my point is that I still don't know for 100% certainty if it is or if it isn't. That's not my question. My question is, why are we so quick to just automatically say that it is or it isn't? And you can't just automatically assume that whatever it is that Fox News put up or CNN or MSNBC or ABC, that it is what it is. And so my context clues right now is telling me that it's a woman because you can't be the biological male mother but biologically born a male with another male and have a child. Let's continue.
Records reveal the child's paternal grandmother asked a Montgomery County court to appoint her temporary managing conservator, claiming Moreno had schizophrenia and didn't always take her prescribed medication.
She does have a mental health history that is documented through us and through interviews with family members.
While police haven't revealed a motive, the grandmother wrote in custody battle documents, the church shooter and her mother knowingly and intentionally harmed the child by lying to authorities for reasons hard to understand, even by the pastoral staff of Joel Osteen's church, where Moreno's mother attended. And that grandmother writing on Facebook, when family members seek emergency protections, they're not doing so for their own sake, but for the sake of the person who is ill and to protect her child and society. That grandmother also blaming the state for not having stronger red flag laws, which could have prevented Moreno from owning or possessing a gun. Tonight, police say that AR-15 she used was purchased legally, but they did find another gun in her bag. And tonight, they're still investigating where that one came from. We're live in Upper Kirbystown. I'm Bryce Newberry, KPRC 2 News.
So, for example, we have, let me go back to that comment. It was a comment. Hold on, I want to go back to the comment that was said. Somebody said something. I think it was Jennifer. Was it a Jennifer? Jennifer said, he could have been a man that had a child with a woman from a previous relationship. Well, could have been, right? But my thing is that I can't substantiate that. I can't report based off of the gender, based off of what it could be or what it should be or what it can be or what it's not. The only thing that we can do when we're trying to figure out what's going on is basically try to do as much research as we can and then report the facts. That's why we don't like one news source over the other, and that's why I try to use multiple different news sources throughout my shows, because I don't want to just say that it is or it isn't without 100% being sure. You see what I'm saying? So it could be a lot of things. We don't know. It's one of the problems that's over here in the United States of America is that when you have illegal immigration or people coming into this country, we don't know their history. And so until we get more facts, the one thing that we do know is that it was absolutely tragic and egregious for them to go in there and shoot up a church. So for people, I just want y'all to use this as a lesson, though. Don't automatically say anything until you 100% are sure. Otherwise, you're messing it up and you presenting misinformation and you creating a narrative that may not necessarily be true. All right. It's all alleged. Until then, every single news source is saying that it's a woman. Let me read the super chats and then we're going to continue over with the show. Shout out to the chat.